Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How many of you guys remember Johnny Manziel's first season as Texas A&M starting quarterback? And I mean, remember everything about the year and everything about that Texas A&M roster. Newcomers to the SEC alongside Missouri, brand new head coach in Kevin Sumlin, and a lot of questions around the defense, but none of that really mattered because number two was the number one player in all of college football that year. He was tantalizing. He was immaculate. He was able to pull off stunts that very few people have ever been able to accomplish since, and he was able to march into Nick Saban's house and beat the number one team in the country while setting the tone for the future of what Texas A&M was supposed to be in the SEC. Oh, and on top of all that, he won a Heisman Trophy. And I'm bringing all this up because all it took was an underclassman to set the tone for the rest of the roster that season. And so today I'm asking you, do you think that there's a Johnny Manziel in the 2024 SEC season? What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SECU because we're talking about the number one conference in all of college athletics. Make sure that you're also following me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. Talk everything college football over there. Download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, really wherever you get your podcast listening systems. And to keep up with everything that we're doing on socials, make sure that you visit at SEC Unfiltered. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, we got you covered 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Is there a Johnny Manziel in 2024? Okay, you can go ahead and switch this out with a Tim Tebow if you're not a Manziel fan. You can switch this out with a Cam Newton if you think both of those quarterbacks don't live up to the hype. Regardless, it took one player joining a roster, maybe an underclassman or maybe just a newcomer, to come on in and truly change the way that we view this program. And so I only had two criteria making this list. Number one had to be an underclassman because there is a little bit of trepidation when you've been able to say you've gone from place to place and had experience. And number two had to be on the offensive side of the football. Unfortunately, we don't usually see defensive players hoist up the Heisman Trophy at the season's end. Wrong, right, indifferent. I don't really care how you feel about it. The bottom line is that you don't see it ever happen. So it didn't make a lot of sense for me to put them on the list. But if there was one person that absolutely would garner the Johnny Manziel persona at the start of the year, it has to be Tennessee's Nico Iamaleava. Case in point, these are two quarterbacks that very late in the process of the recruiting started to gain some steam. In fact, Nico Iamaleava jumped onto the radar at the last second and eventually became the number one quarterback prospect. And the guy who was exactly the piece de resistance that a guy like Josh Heupel was looking for. And this is the crazy part about Heupel's offense. We've seen what it looks like with quarterbacks that have been in multiple different systems and have been veterans and proven commodities. And it's been good. It's been very good. In fact, you could say it's been one of the more lethal units in all of college football. Now imagine you get Heupel to find a quarterback that he believes best fits his system and what that's going to look like in 2024. You're about to find out, Neyland Stadium. You're about to find out the city of Knoxville because Nico Iamaleava is him. He has all the bells and whistles, everything that you want in a quarterback for this style of offense. And more importantly, he's been able to sit and learn for a year. I don't think enough people understand how valuable sometimes actually taking the side seat and watching things unfold they actually do for your future. In fact, Patrick Mahomes is probably the perfect example of this. Plays one game his rookie year, comes out the next season, and doesn't win Rookie of the Year, but rather he goes and wins the MVP, and now he has become the basic face of the NFL. I'm not saying Nico Iamaleava is Patrick Mahomes 2.0. What I am saying is learning underneath Joe Milton, understanding all the concepts of what Josh Heupel is looking for in his offense, definitely, I think, plays a role in this. And the other thing that's really important here is that we all know Manziel would have made mad money when it came to NIL funds. We've heard the rumors. We've heard the speculation about what Nico Iamaleava is going to get paid, $8 million. Well, when you get that much of an investment, people want to see that investment bloom, blossom, unfold really soon, and they want to see the fruits of their labor and their stock actually improve in the process. So there's a lot of hype surrounding Nico Iamaleava, and for good reason. But he's the version we saw even slightly with a little bit better passing, with a few more numbers, with a bit more trepidation when it comes to his footwork and his style of play. You might be getting the best version of a quarterback in the SEC in 2024. That Iowa performance was, I think, just the appetizer of what you're probably going to see for the remainder of the season and during his tenure in Knoxville. Another quarterback, Jackson Arnold. And this is one where I think you got to go ahead and kind of flip the switch real fast. Nico Iamaleava dazzled against a top 20 defense in Iowa in the Citrus Bowl. You did not see that same result for Jackson Arnold when he played Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. But buyer's remorse in hindsight's 2020. I don't fall into the bowl syndrome trap, and neither should you, because number one, this is the first real action that you're getting as the full-time starting quarterback. And number two, there were differences that you were not accustomed to at the time. Jackson Arnold did not have his head coach. I mean, did not have his offensive coordinator because Jeff Lebby took the job down in Starkville to now run the show at Mississippi State. And he was now thrust into the fire with a brand new play caller who now is going to be running the show long-term in Seth Luttrell. If this ends up panning out with what you've seen in terms of camp, in terms of what we've seen on those clip little highlight reels, Arnold's got the arm strength, and Arnold absolutely has everything that you want in terms of pro-style quarterback with a little bit more ability. He's also got two very talented wide receivers. He's got a good offensive line, not a great one, but still a good one that I think could get a little bit better in time, and a defense that's returning most of its starting talent with the defensive-minded coach. I'm not asking Jackson Arnold to be an elite playmaker by any means whatsoever, but would it shock you if he was? Would it shock you if Jackson Arnold was the reason why Oklahoma, going into the end of the season, is starting to gain a little bit of momentum in the top 25 rankings? And I don't mean in the top 25, I mean more so in the top 15. Maybe we're talking about top 12, maybe even top 7. And then you got games against Alabama close to the season's end. Doesn't that do wonders for your roster? And what if Jackson Arnold actually is up to that level of play, just like Johnny Manziel was? Manziel had to march into Bryant-Denny Stadium to get an upset over the Crimson Tide. They're coming to Gaylord to go ahead and play them. So never say never in the world of college football. Never, ever, ever doubt a player like Jackson Arnold simply because of one average to below average performance in a bowl game. You know what isn't, though, average? Roback. For those of you that don't know, this episode is brought to you by Roback, and we could not be more pumped to be working alongside them because they have the best performance polos, hoodies, shorts. They're the best fit. They're the best feel. They're great for golf season. Summer's right around the corner. You're going to be sweating nonstop out in the sun. You want to feel comfortable. Guess what you feel comfortable in? Row back gear. I feel like I'm wearing nothing with my Azalea shirt during the springtime. And more importantly, I feel like that I'm always breathable. And that is a huge win for me. So if you want to go check out more things with Rowback, go visit SECU on rowback.com and use that promo code SECU for a generous 20% offer off your very first purchase by the end of the week. That's Rowback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K. .com. And it's 20% off all polos, hoodies with the promo code SECU. You want to feel good. You want to look good this spring. We got Easter right around the corner. What is better for the bread basket, especially ladies, if you're watching this, for your man putting his Easter basket, a Roback shirt, they can thank SECU for going ahead and giving them the discount. Another name that we got to talk about, Auburn wide receiver Cam Coleman. This is not just quarterbacks, people. Everyone wants to pay attention to the quarterbacks, but what Manziel was a difference maker. Came in immediately, set the tone as soon as he was named QB1, and eventually became the name and myth and legend that we know today. Cam Coleman is already on campus on the plains. He's already the best wide receiver in the room, and everyone, including Hugh Freeze, knows this is my go-to guy. And it's happened before where you've watched as a young wide receiver marches into an SEC school, and eventually, they become literally the talk of the town. They become everything that you want in terms of an offensive playmaker, and they're the ones that are happily taking control, despite being 18 years old. Amari Cooper comes to mind as one. Luther Burden most recently did that in Columbia the last 2 years. Cam Coleman's right in that same category. This is a five-star phenom with the ability to change courses of direction, make plays in the open field, great footwork, does not drop a lot of passes, and you got him to flip at the late last second. You didn't have him going to Alabama. You didn't have him going to Texas A&M like he planned. No, instead, he's staying close to home. He's also going to be playing alongside an offensive system that I think might cater to his strengths. And just imagine if at the start of the year, he's able to go off for 210 yards against Alabama A&M. And then he does the same thing against, I don't know, Cal, and then does wonders against New Mexico. And so now we're going into conference play, and you got a wide receiver with 6 touchdown receptions. An average of 18.5 yards per play and over 375 yards through 3 games. You don't think that's going to set the tone? I believe Auburn is this year's boom or bust team in the SEC. I think the young talent is going to be the reason why they boom. And if they can't adapt quickly, it's the reason why they self-implode. Cam Coleman's one of those guys that falls in line. And to me, Cam Coleman, without question, could be a Johnny Manziel folklore, especially if he is the reason why Auburn is winning games late in the fourth quarter. Another guy that makes a lot of sense, especially when it comes to mobility, Lenore Sellers out of South Carolina. You heard people talk about Lenore Sellers last year, and well, you should. It's not just because of the specs, even though he's blocking out the haters with those big glasses. He's also reading the field, get ready to make plays, and get ready to turn up the jets. He's got great open field speed. He's hard to tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He can create separation, and more importantly, he can be elusive enough to get that second wind going. There's a lot to like about Lenore Sellers as an overall player, but the thing that I really like about him, much like I like about Jackson Arnold, much like I like about Nico Iamaleava, got a year to sit. Now you know what you're looking for in Dow Loggins' offense. You're not being forced into the fire and having to learn from your mistakes. Now, you're going to have to learn what you get on the field, but naturally, everyone goes through that. 1 year sitting, actually understanding all the do's and don'ts, the concepts, the ins and outs of what you're looking for, Columbia might be another team that you want to keep a close eye on. Would it shock you if they went 9-3? Probably a little, but not by much. Would it shock you if they went 4-8? Probably not at all. But what if they found a way to kind of meet that middle ground and go 8-4? Largely, that's going to be due to Lenore Sellers, a large man ready to run it down your throat and likely run into the conversation of maybe one of the better quarterbacks we've seen in South Carolina history. Jontae Cook, another playmaker. Look, here's the bottom line. They need wide receiver help in Austin right now. Not saying that they don't have any, because Steve Sarkisian once again went through the transfer portal and said, I'm going to pick and choose like I am at a supermarket what exactly I need to create a winning recipe. And he did so, but there's something about having a wide receiver that was a five-star that didn't transfer and is ready to now unleash help. That's Jontae Cook for you. And Cook honestly probably would have been a starter on any other team last year besides Texas. And largely that's because of you look at the style of play that they had. Xavier Worthy on the outside, Adonai Mitchell on the outside, and Jordan Whittington in the slot. There was no room for him to create separation. Now, there absolutely is. Silas Bolden, the Oregon State transfer, won't be on campus until after spring football. You do have Matthew Golden there, and you also still have some other names like Isaiah Bond. But I do think a guy like Jontae Cook is one of those playmakers. You get him in space. He's got great speed. He is not afraid to win at the point of attack. Decent route runner. Finds his little creases. Creates separation. He was a superstar coming out of the Lone Star State in high school. You don't think that he could be burning bright in Austin this season, especially with given the opportunity to only build on that relationship with Quinn Ewers? And let's just say Ewers goes down. You know who he has been working with more than anybody else? Arch Manning. You don't think that Arch is going to go to his go-to wide receiver in practice on Saturdays if he was forced to start? You're out of your mind. Absolutely, Jontae Cook can be a difference maker for this Longhorns team in year one, even though he is a redshirt freshman. And honestly, much like everybody else we've talked about, sitting for a year, learning from a guy like Xavier Worthy, future first-round draft pick Xavier Worthy, learning from a guy like Adonai Mitchell, future first-round draft pick Adonai Mitchell. You see where I'm going with this one. I think they were pretty good. One more for you. Texas A&M's Isaiah Williams. The Z is in the name on purpose because he zip-zap-zops past every defensive back in the open field, and he has got incredible speed. This is going to be a difference maker for Texas A&M, maybe as soon as the start of the season, but I would say no later than mid-season. We're talking about probably Isaiah Williams finding his way into the conversation of number one target.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You no longer have Evan Stewart on campus. Okay, That's a blunder, but it's not the worst thing possible. You no longer have Anaya Smith on campus. That's a blunder, but it's not the worst thing possible. And you do have proven wide receivers in the building, whether it be a guy like Noah Thomas, whether it be a Moose Muhammad, whether it be a Jadae Walker, whatever you see fit, they have talent. But Isaiah Williams going into a new offensive system underneath Colin Klein, being able to build that relationship with Connor Wegman, being able to build that relationship with Marcel Reed, with Jalen Henderson, regardless of where he is, and that speed in the open field, it's so fitting that we had to put a Texas A&M player on here. And if he does wear number two, you could be seeing number two be the future number one receiver in the SEC. Isaiah Williams comes as advertised. I would be far-fetched to not put him on this list. Don't look now, but the Aggies have something boiling down in College Station, and in large part, it could be because of their offense. Guys like Isaiah Williams certainly, I think, come to mind whenever these conversations start. Make sure that you download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast listening systems. Follow me on my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow me on my own social media platform, at Mr. Cole Thompson. While you're at it, make sure that you also follow us on social media, because we're everywhere, like nonstop. We are always going to follow you, no matter where you be. I'll be watching you. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you see fit, at SEC Unfiltered. And to keep up with everything that we have going on, covering the number one conference in all of college athletics, why don't you go ahead and visit secunfiltered.com. I'm Cole Thompson. Until next time, folks. Later.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.